Hello, listeners. You are tuned in to the IUFRO Division 3 podcast. My name is Preston Green, and I co-host this podcast with Dr. William Chung from Oregon State University. I'm talking today with Dr. Andrew Liebholz, a research entomologist with the United States Department of Agriculture Northern Research Station of the Forest Service. Welcome to the podcast, Dr. Liebholz.
Thanks, Preston.
Though Dr. Liebholz's area of research is entomology, we're not going to talk about insects today. Our savvy listeners will know that I previously spoke with Dr. Michael Wingfield, IUFRO president, and we mentioned the upcoming 125th IUFRO Anniversary Congress in Freiburg, Germany in September of 2017. So that's what we've asked Dr. Liebholz to give us some more information on.
Thanks, Preston. Yeah, I'd be glad to say a few words about the upcoming Anniversary Congress in Freiburg, Germany. The Congress is going to be, the 19th through the 22nd of September, 2017. So this coming September. And I think it's going to be a really unique and exciting meeting that, of course, IUFRO has never had a 125th anniversary before. So by that account, it's going to be very unique. But in many other respects, I think it's going to be a really unique meeting also. One thing I can say a little bit about the anniversary of IUFRO that many people may not realize that IUFRO is an organization that's been around for many years. It was actually founded in Eberswalde, Germany back 125 years ago. And so that's the reason why this anniversary is going to be marked by holding a Congress in Freiburg, Germany. But this Congress, it's really going to, The objective of the Congress is really to sort of celebrate the mission of IUFRO. And so we've chosen as a theme for the Congress, interconnecting forest science and people. And I think that motto, it captures what IUFRO does, which really IUFRO, of course, is the premier, science network for connecting, forest research scientists. And one of the things about IUFRO is that it's a very interdisciplinary organization that many people, tend to think of forest research as being, including the sort of what typical forestry fields, but IUFRO is really much more. You know, much of what the research that IUFRO covers now includes not only the natural sciences, forest management, but many aspects of the social sciences. And it does this by interconnecting people from all over the world, not only from developed countries, but also countries with developing economies. And in many parts of the world, forests have a unique value. And the Congress in Freiburg is going to address all of these concepts and integrate them in a way that I think will be very useful for forest research scientists.
Germany has quite a long history of forestry, so how fitting that a Congress of this magnitude be held where our profession has deep roots. And as I understand, this Congress is being jointly organized by three countries, is that right?
That's right. So it's not just a meeting that's organized by German scientists, but also scientists from France and from Switzerland. And one of the things, it's another interesting thing about Freiburg, it's in Germany, but it's very close to Switzerland and France. And Freiburg is actually a wonderful place for a meeting. The Congress will be held in the center of Freiburg, which is actually quite an old city, very beautiful old buildings. And the main Congress center will be held in the Freiburg Opera House. But many of the conference sessions will be held in Freiburg University, which is adjoining there. And I can mention also that Freiburg University is a very old university, a long history of forest research in Freiburg University as well.
And with that, your role in the meeting is the chair of the scientific committee. So can you give us a little hint or some insight as to what's going to be at the Congress next year?
Yes, I'm chairing the scientific committee, which is responsible for organizing the program for the Congress. And it's one of the special things about this Congress is that embedded within the Congress, we actually have five what we call all division meetings. And for those of you who are not familiar with IUFRO, the sort of structure of IUFRO is divided up into nine different forest research topic areas. And within the scientific congress, we're going to have these special embedded all division meetings that are going to focus on specific aspects of forest research. One of them is going to be the Division 3 all division meeting, and that focuses on forest operations, engineering, and management. There'll be a Division 4 all congress, all division meeting, focusing on forest assessment, modeling, and management. Division 6, which is social aspects of forests and forestry, are having an all-division meeting. Division 7, which I'm most active in myself, is having an all-division meeting focusing on forest health. And finally, Division 9, forest policy and economics, is embedding a all-division meeting. And so we're going to have scientific sessions that focus on each of those all division meetings, but it's the program is not limited to those areas. We're actually including sessions from every aspect of forest research, and that we have a total of 176 organized sessions that will be in the Congress. And these include not only the topics of the all division meetings, but also the various themes within IUFRO. And the idea is we want these to be interdisciplinary themes. So one of them is forests for people. Another interdisciplinary theme is forests and climate change, forests and forest-based products for a greener future, biodiversity, ecosystem services, and biological invasions. And the last interdisciplinary theme is forest, soil, and water interactions. And we think that, again, this is something that's really exciting about the Congress, is that it's a chance for people from different disciplines to learn a little bit about areas of research that are outside of their own subject matter. And, you know, really exciting things happen when you mix things up a little bit and get people talking in interdisciplinary subjects. And that's one of the reasons why, personally, I'm really excited about the Freiburg meeting. And I think it's going to be a sort of a major step forward in forest research science.
How can people participate in this Congress in maybe a deeper way than just being a participant?
I would encourage anybody who's interested in attending the Congress that we now have our call for abstracts is open and will be open until the end of November. And you can go to the IUFRO 2017 Congress website, which is simply iufro2017.com. And there you'll see there's the call for abstracts, and you can go to that website and submit an abstract that can be submitted for inclusion in any of the 176 sessions that have been organized, or you can submit an abstract for either an oral or poster presentation in a quote, open session. That is, you don't need to be part of any of these sessions. So I would encourage anybody who's interested in participating and presenting at the Congress to go to the website, IUFRO 2017, and submit an abstract for inclusion in the program.
So you talked about the multiple divisions that are going to be present there. Who all can participate in this Congress?
Oh, thanks for asking. That we encourage participation at the Congress by many different types of people. So I think the Congress obviously will be of interest to research scientists, but we also encourage policymakers and forest management specialists to attend as well. The Congress is really open for attendance to anybody. You don't have to be from a country, an institution that's a member of IUFRO. You can participate. You can present at the Congress, no matter what institution you're from. We also are really encouraging as much participation from countries from all over the world. And in particular, we're very much encouraging participation from research scientists from developing countries, countries with developing economies. And in fact, the IUFRO SPDC program has the scientist assistance program that will provide some funding for scientists from countries with developing economies to attend the Congress. And you can find out information about the scientist assistance program by going to the iufro2017.com website and finding more information. We also are one of the things we're really encouraging is participation by students. To that end, we've been able to enlist a lot of cooperation in organizing the program from IFSA, which is the International Forest Students Association. And IFSA is organizing several sessions of the Congress, including one of the subplenary sessions And so we're really excited to see a large participation by students, and I think that's going to play an important part of the program of the Congress. After, another thing I can say about the Congress is that it will span a total of 4 days from the 19th through the 22nd of September. And during that period, we'll have a mixture of both plenary keynote presentations as well as sub-plenary and like 176 scientific sessions. And then there are going to be a variety of satellite meetings to the Congress as well. Various working parties from IEFRO are going to have satellite meetings. There are also going to be several site events, some training workshops before the meeting. And then after the Congress, there will be several different options for post-Congress tours. Information about all these topics is available at the IEFRO2017.com website.
Well, you've definitely done well to get me excited to attend the conference next year, and the strong scientific presence will certainly generate some stimulating discussion. So thank you, Dr. Liebold, for taking the time to preview next year's conference here on the podcast. And who knows, maybe after the conference is over, we'll invite you back for some afterthoughts.
Great. Well, thanks, Preston. I'm looking forward to seeing you in Freiburg, and all those who are listening to this, I think we're going to have a great meeting in Freiburg that will be an important part of IEFRO.
For more information about this podcast, please visit the IEFRO website at www.iufro.org. IEFRO Division 3 podcasts are produced by myself and Woodham Chung, along with support from Faye and Lucille Stewart Endowment Funds at Oregon State University.